So can you start by telling me something about your personal background, your childhoods, and your family life?
Right.
Well, I grew up in Kent and worked in London, where I met Steve.
Yes. I grew up in Middlesex, near Harrow, I suppose. Much the same, post-war baby. Happy childhood. Worked in London, mutual friends. We met on a canal holiday on the Shropshire Union.
Yes, it was, yeah. Yes.
And, well, shipborne romance, really. So we courted for a couple of years. This would be 74 we met.
That's
it?
Right, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so, well, I say we were courting in London. Obviously contemplating marriage. Well, I say obviously we were. And also somewhere to live. We both rented. Well, you lived at home, didn't you? And I rented. And then my company, BT, was offering dispersal to, well, as it turned out, Cardiff. They were looking at a number of locations all around Britain. And so we thought, well, let's get on the property ladder. We get expenses to move down here. Property is a little bit cheaper than London.
And let's have a break from London and all the commuting.
Well, that's right, yes. I mean, commuting was our lives. Both of us commuted for about an hour a day. Mm. And we didn't live close, of course. We lived opposite diameters across London. So it seemed like a good idea at the time. We got married in 77 in June and moved here in September with the company. We looked around and bought a house in Springwood in Lanedin. And then a couple of years later, we had children. We never intended to stay where we'd moved. We were going to go back to near our parents in London. But the more we stayed here, the more we liked it. Cardiff was an evolving city, it seems to me, back in 77. I often say my favourite joke is Cardiff will be grey when it's finished. It's always changing. And it seems we moved here fairly soon after the low point, if you like, Cardiff, after the docks had closed, that sort of thing. But we found it very friendly. We always found people very friendly. And it's lots of facilities, not obviously London, but you don't need that. And then we have children.
Oh, did I say again?
Again? Another child. and I'm doing all the talking. Can you touch me?
No, that's all right. Cardiff's our adopted city, really. I mean, obviously, we still love our roots and we have family there, but we're very happy living here, aren't we?
Well, that's right. It's, well, going by the dates, 40 years last year.
Yes.
No, well, we're not going to move. It's just a great place to be. It's a vibrant city. We've made some good friends here. And well, it's just a great place. It's the right balance. Having come from London, you appreciate, obviously, the space. I mean, listening to the seagulls in the morning, I thought, I'm on holiday. That's never left us. Cardiff seems to have the right balance of everything. And we just love it.
It's big enough, isn't it, to have everything that you would want, but small enough to be able to move around easily and to feel friendly and to have connections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were a bit at a loss when we first came here because I had worked BT, which I worked until 2000. And so you, in many ways, were my local contact because you started doing different works. What sort of work did you do?
I worked in, most recently, Bute Town Health Centre, which was wonderful because at that time the bay was all being changed and it went from a muddy, neglected area to the bay that we have now. I saw the Millennium Centre being built, the Royal Dull Class, because I wandered down every lunch hour and had a little look, being nosy at what was going
on. Of course.
So, and being attached to a waiting room, I was able to talk to a lot of the local people who had moved here from all over the world through the docks, and they spoke of their parents and grandparents, and I just heard some wonderful stories of this whole area.
You always had warmth words for that, for this area.
Yeah, I do. But not just Cardiff, Wales generally, we've always found.
Well, yes, the beacons
nice
up the road.
The coast nearby.
Coast. almost Cornwall.
Should we get a job with the tourist board?
Well, I funny you should say that. Because when I left BT, I became a castle guide at Cardiff Castle. So, and I was so proud of showing the place off. And of course, it coincided with Wembley Stadium closing. So Cardiff had all sorts of influxes of people from all around Britain and the world. And it was a, I was so proud of the city and the country that it was great to show it off. Mm. So I really, that was the job I was meant to do, was a Cardiff guide. I was a computer programmer. That's, you know, IT, great stuff, but paid well, but, you know. I liked being with people and, you know, and as I say, boasting about our city, really.
I was going to ask, what was your first feelings when you came over from London to Cardiff?
How warm and friendly people were.
Yes.
Yes. I could not get over the fact that someone would tell you their life story at the bus stop. And I still find people very warm and very open. And I don't mean where we come from, they're not. But you need to get to know people gradually, I suppose. Yes, it was very embracing. I thought it was very green, and then it started to rain, and I realised why.
Well, yes.
What were your first impressions?
Well, it was convenient more than anything because, of course, I was at work. I mean, 20 minutes door to door was absolutely fabulous, but that's just the work side of things. Like Carol, everyone was friendly. And it was so many interesting places to go. I mean, I'm a bit of a historian, so I loved all the castles you've got in Wales. I couldn't get over the way that you were going to Caerphilly, and there's a castle in the High Street. You know, wow. But the countryside, the beacons, we don't walk as much as we used to, sadly. The coast, the food, actually. Some of the food is very good. Cads is at Effroy. We just had an ice cream sundae.
That was good.
That was good. So, it, you know, and my only relative now is my brother, and he came to Cardiff a couple of years back, and he's very, well, keeping Wales and Cardiff very much at a distance, and I was able to show him what a great place it is, and I think he was quite impressed. So, yeah, I'm flying the flag, Cardiff and Wales.
You mentioned earlier, because you know, that this is a city that's often always fluctuating because it's always being rebuilt over constantly. So how much do you think it has changed since first you came here?
Hugely, yes.
And more importantly, do you think it's been for the better? That's one question I always like asking people.
Largely, yes, I would say, because it's brought employment in, it's kept the city alive, it's brought tourists in, it's brought in some money. Yeah, I mean, sometimes they get things stupidly wrong, don't they? And don't start Steve off on cycle lanes.
No.
But, I would think generally
it's
kept it modern, hasn't it? It's moved on.
I think it's a tough call to know what to preserve and what to knock down. I think if certain parts, I mean, remember the old open air market, I can go back that far, and that it was constantly shunted around and it's more or less disappeared now, which is a shame, although there are, I suppose, remnants of it. If you go around looking for it, you still find the odd corner that hasn't changed in a couple of hundred years. But I know that a lot of history has probably been swept away, but you have to strike a balance with economics and that sort of thing. And I think people are very impressed. I have to say, Carol's mum, who's 92 now, 90.
Anyway. She's 91 this year.
She goes to Bluewater, which I don't know if you've heard of, but that's in Kent. It's a renowned shopping centre. But David's too. Holds its own against that, so she's well impressed with that. So the good stuff has come as well. And a controversial area, of course, would be the Cardiff Bay, and a lot of controversy about that. But you have to say, looking at it now, it seems like the right thing to have done. Great attraction, and brings lots of events to Cardiff that might not otherwise have come. So, well, knowing my history, of course, the Lord Bute, he just went ahead and built a dock, and that's where Cardiff came from. He didn't get planning permission, he just did it. And it's difficult sometimes to see the future when you're in the present and to know which way to go. But generally, it seems to me, Cardiff's getting it right.